This ascension process seems to be in a three-phased process. Remember back in the olden days when we had three kingdoms? We had an outer kingdom and an inner kingdom and a middle kingdom. Since y'all are doing a little reflection on the year in a view or the top 10 or whatever it is that you're embracing with your gratitudes in the fun place of coming into your place of power, it's all fun. Well, remember we had that separated into three kingdoms, and now we don't talk about that anymore. Now we only talk about the middle kingdom, the now, because that's all there ever really was. But we used it in three portions so you could digest it. It's how sometimes they divide a meal up, and they'll do the appetizer or the salad, then the main course, then dessert. They rarely serve them all together, even though they're all contained in the same meal space. Okay? Well, they are that meal, and they could bring it all out at once, and you could pick and choose as you want to. But that's why we divided it and then merged it all back together. So now you're in the process. Your words are very, very appropriate. You're saying, okay, Ion, I've done the first portion of this program. I've embraced this non-physical part. Okay? I've had questions. I've found out there's things that I didn't know were. I've embraced these concepts. I can now create. I can now have things flow easily to me. I'm no longer bound by the less than state that I had previously engaged. I'm now finding myself more happy than I was otherwise. Not saying that I don't have contrast, but that's how you get to appreciate the dessert, is chewing on the roughage of the salad. So that's all right. So now if you're saying it that way, then that'd be the first phase. You got that. This is the end of the beginning. The end of the beginning. Now what you're saying, and others have had this same position, so it's not just unique to you. Others, as you included, others are saying, okay, Ion, I've done the first portion of this program, and I like it real fine. Now I'm ready for the next phase of the program. The next phase of the program would actually be a physical action that you would engage. And that action that you engage could be made available to you by default, or it could be made available by an essence of your creation. Either way, it's relative, okay? Now, the second phase would become an action that you would embrace, and by embracing it, then by default, your body would respond in kind. Now, there's been discussion about this and chit-chat regarding it. The scriptures in the Revelation series talks about the olden days, the manna from heaven or the bread of life, different, the Essene bread. People have talked about that. This is bread from heaven, okay? And then they talk, and Jesus had great reference more times than not about the living water, and he was playing with that Samaritan woman, and she was drawing water, and he said, if you'll give me some of that water, I'll give you water that'll never make you thirsty again. You'll want for water no more. And then they give reference to that as far as living water, okay, which is very significant, because why would they spend all that energy or all that writing on the reading to write the reading right to get that portion of the program? So what you're describing here perfectly is the second phase of an ascension process, which would be embracing of that maybe tactile, maybe not, but this position of a physical aspect that you would engage in your meat sack to supplement what you've already done in your non-physical embracing. Now, some would say it's simpler. It says, hey, yeah, hell yeah, I've been screwing with Ion, and it's way cool. You know, God is way cooler than hell, and I'm kind of into this. So what's the other dynamics that I would consider? Well, if that second portion would be something you would engage, that would be something like eating, living, bread and bread of life, and drinking living water. And that would be an aspect that you would embrace, not from a have to. It would be a fastest path to your joy move. Now, that don't finish it. That's the second phase, okay? Then you come into the third phase when you start allowing that shift, which has already started in your meat sack body, darling. You're doing fine. I mean, my stars. who could laugh at bats and make money? I mean, it's hysterical. It's great fun. So, but the third phase of that would be the embracing of it and allowing your body to respond in kind. And as you do that, then you'll find very quickly you'll remember where you left your throne. Is that enough of that, Carolyn, or is there more to say regarding that?
No, that's enough. Slight ambiguity, and we'll solidify it, within the next bit of timing.
Good. So, hey, that's perfect. That's perfect. Since the blood moon, that's exactly, absolutely correct. Very good.